This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code IDS. You can get free shipping, 33% off, and some awesome ass headphones.
Acid rapper, soccer hacky sacker, cocky khaki jacket jacker, slap happy faggot slapper, whoop, whoop, a rocky rocket launcher, shake that laffy taffy, jolly raunchy rapper, dang dang dang, skeet skeet skeet, she do that, take the three retweets, the album feel like 92, then take that bumpy heat three-peat, chance hold acid, cruising on that LSD, ask Joseph about my deal, he look back, say hell yeah, let's see, this shit my favorite song, you just don't know the words, but I still fuck with you, you just ain't never heard. It go like count that stack, pop that captain down that jack. All my niggas hit that zip, and all my ladies mount that bitch. This my jam, this my jam, this my jam, this my jam. About that jam, about that jam, about that jam, about that jam. This my jam, this my jam, this my jam, this my jam. About that jam, about that jam, about that jam, about that jam. Young Rascal Flatts, young ass kid ass could rap. Fuck all the faculty, tobacco pack and acrobat. Back to back, packing back, back and forth with fits of jack and force of weed. I'm back to pack on hands with young Cletus to pack my back. Little nigga with a nose ring, that's right. Just here to rap them songs. Rag on my hair, rap weed in Vegas, rocking Vega Bomb. Sing a song, oh, you don't know. What? Well, I still bang with you, hang with you, sip, drink with you, as long as I can sing with you live. This shit my favorite song, you just don't know the words. But I still fuck with you, you just ain't never heard. It go like count that stack, pop that captain down that jack. All my niggas hit that zip, and all my ladies mount that bitch. My jam, this my jam, this my jam, this my jam. About that jam, about that jam, about that jam, about that jam. This my jam, this my jam, this my jam, this my jam. About that jam, about that jam, about that jam, about that jam.
Niggas, please be focused. That Beano, you know this. He rep the home of Sosa's. You know I'm from that zone 6. You know I rep that stone shit. You know your hood is so clear. As God as my witness, this Will Smith spit real shit. I'ma be that. CG busy getting where we at. Bought your girl some new knee pads. You're fucking with me, Fifi bag. My stars, E-Gat. She said, it's my favorite song. Hold my purse. Now she on the float, dropping like it's high. You blast this shit in Abercrombie when your work is finished. Your mom won't play it in the car cause it got cursing in it. Your boy like I'm the one who showed you he won his percentage. Cause you were like, this ain't the nigga you said spittin', is it? Two-step, white dudes Harlem Shake. Why you laughing? Cause you Harlem Shake. I was never fake, I was just too good to be true. That's acid rap, we killed your track. You had your chance and be no tool.
This shit my favorite song, you just don't know the words. But I still fuck with you, you just ain't ever heard. It go like count that stack, pop that captain down that jack. All my niggas hit that zip, and all my ladies bout that bitch. This my jam, this my jam, this my jam, this my jam. About that jam, about that jam, about that jam, about that jam, about that jam. This my jam, this my jam, this my jam, this my jam.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
With Big D, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark.
Wow. Do you smell it? Cause I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
going on, people? Just like listening to music for a second there. Get my chops up, get my mojo flowing. Welcome to IDS. For all of you that are tuning in for your first time, where have you been? What in the hell have you been doing? Oh, you listen to that show? Sorry. Welcome. Glad you're here. Glad you can make it. I am your man, Big B. Know it, understand it, feel it, need it, because you deserve it. Love it. Take that. Take that. Take that. With me today, I have with me today, Miss Drew Baker.
Hey, everybody. You boosted me on that intro. You really did. That's my ninja right there.
That's my jam.
That's my nigga right there. Chance, his little baby ass.
How about that? Drew Baby.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really do it that much anymore, but I think probably they still probably do it up in New York or whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know how they used to do, like, the shell game or the little three-card money joint?
Yeah, I got in North Carolina a few years ago for that shit.
God damn.
Thought I had it. I guess it was too much. Sweet. I had one too many drinks.
Oh, shit.
Shit. Or J's. Oops.
Oh, damn. Well, I kind of feel like that today. Because we kind of, last couple weeks, we've been doing a little shuffle, shuffle, joint, shuffle, shuffle. Sure. Boom! See who you got.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, good job.
Absolutely. We can act like Voltron.
You know, no bullshit. Let our powers combine.
No doubt. We have with us today the Queen, Queenie, y'all.
Well, hello there. I'm back.
Queen,
I need you
to check your locker. There's some write-up papers because you did not submit your vacation forms last week on time. Oh. So I need you to fill those papers out and have them on my desk before you leave the show today.
Will do, sir.
Thank
Will do.
You.
My bad.
My bad. I love the vacation slips. That is what's up.
How about that shit?
Yes.
Queenie, how's my girl Maxie doing?
Oh, she has her good days. She has her crazy days.
Driving you crazy. Mm-hmm. That's good.
But she's
her song, y'all. Y'all don't even know. Y'all know.
Driving you crazy with love.
Yeah, I won't complain.
Ooh. All right now.
Nice.
Who was that?
That was a laugh.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Just a little bit.
Oh. Okay.
We also have with us today, we have a guest sitting in with us. Young lady goes by the name of E-Peace.
Hi, Andy.
I'm going to need you to get a little bit more volume.
Yes. That. She's sitting in the producer's assistant chair. You better act like you know, girl.
Hi, Andy. How y'all doing today?
Act like you're not afraid of that mic. It ain't the first long thing that's been.
Hello?
In
don't you start.
Your
don't you
lips.
Start.
I'm just saying. It ain't me because, you know, I ain't that low.
Oh, Jesus.
What? What's the problem?
TMI.
I'm just not one of those dudes. No, why am I dead?
TMI.
I'm just a regular dude.
TMIB.
Really?
All these acronyms, huh?
TMIB? That's how we're going to do
it? I mean, all these.
So we got NOT, TMIB.
Say something.
TWD.
See what that mean? Take it in the.
What?
Ew, wow.
No, I didn't.
Wait,
I'm
what?
Trying to think it. What?
Shit.
Exactly. What?
2 week Drew.
2 week Drew?
Yeah.
Oh. 2 week as in W-E-A-K or W-E-E-K?
W-E-E-K.
What does that mean?
What that mean?
2 week Drew. We'll talk about that after.
Damn it.
Oh, boy.
See, there he go with that shit, that mystery shit.
I already told you once. I have a short memory. You were probably drunk when I told you.
Mm. Possibly.
Lucky. What? No.
It's okay. Day. All right. Ooh, y'all veterans get on my nerves. I'm sorry.
Don't tell me. That's supposed to be my line.
How's everybody doing today? How's everybody's weekend?
Decent.
It was good. A cleanup weekend.
I had an awesome good weekend.
Don't let these two influence you with the phone thing.
I mean, we can. Yeah, you better put it out.
You know,
Make sure it's on silent. You tell them, jokers, you on the air.
I thought you understood.
I thought I understood. I need you to speak up on that mic. I can't turn this volume up no more.
I thought you understood.
Thank you. Jesus.
She got bitches. She got to check them in. Make sure they where they supposed to be at.
Hey, you know, when you're running a business.
Huh?
Did you say bitches or dentures?
They got to get your money. You said dentures. Bitches. I said bitches.
Okay, I didn't hear.
Make sure that they in line.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. Where is my money?
It bees like that.
How's I am doing weekend? A show, bitches.
Still good.
So,
you said, how was everybody's weekend?
I mean,
How was your weekend?
I had an awesome good weekend.
Why was it awesome good?
There you go.
Because I did a cousin's retreat in Virginia.
Oh, there's the microphone.
He got turned.
Oh, so I need to sit like this the whole night.
You should put your phone down and just pay attention to the microphone.
I don't have the phone. If you look around, you will see that.
Ooh.
My computer is strategically placed. Thank you.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
Because Mark usually sits there and I don't want to look at him all day.
You stupid.
This ain't Mark.
I know. Same effect.
I was going to say, and that's a different beer.
No bullshit. Well, he don't do that. That's too expensive for
him. That's a classy beer.
That's a classy beer, fam. Mm-hmm.
Don't make me choke on this mic.
Oh, man.
How was your weekend, B?
Yeah.
I slept.
Okay.
I slept like a big bitch. Serious. I had, like, plans and shit on Saturday. I was just like, yeah, not gonna happen.
Good for you.
Not gonna happen. I slept half the day on the sofa and half the day in my bed. Hmm. And boy, I tell you.
That's a good look.
I needed it.
Have you noticed that with these, with the day falling back, I've been getting in the bed really early and waking up at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Pissing me the fuck off.
Yeah, I do 3.
You say he wakes you up at 2 o'clock? Or you just get up on your
I
own?
Get up at 2
o'clock. At 2 o'clock.
I mean, it's so dark outside that it's like your body is telling you to like lay the fuck down. And I lay down. I'm looking at the TV and I'm thinking it's late as shit. And it'd be like 9. And I'd be mad because I'm sleepy and I can't keep myself up, and then I end up waking up at 2 o'clock. Sometimes I can go to sleep, sometimes I don't get to sleep until like 4 o'clock. In about an hour and a half I gotta get back up, so that's an issue for me. But I'm not saying fuck daylight savings time, because it works out when the nights I can get to sleep all the way
back,
right? You know what I'm saying? When I get to sleep all the way through, that's good for me. So still get to work on time, so that's good. Oh yeah, I got a job, y'all. Okay. What? Job? J-O-B.
Yes.
Whoop.
Shout out to the employee.
Potential bonus this year. What the
bonus?
Yeah.
Damn,
Christmas
already?
Christmas joint. Yeah. I might be able to squeeze that in.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
what
hopefully. We're gonna keep our hello?
What happened?
Me?
Alright then.
Yeah. See. It's always them. Green Eye Bandits.
What?
I was talking about the youth. I ain't want to put your business out there. What shit? You first.
Oh.
I didn't want to say that.
You know, I'm always first.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. Try to keep it
and
that way.
For ass whooping, but it's all right. Go ahead.
I am. You know what? I need one good thing.
You do. No, you need a belt. Like, old school joint.
I don't mean nobody's fist.
Like, go out and get a switch tight. Yeah. We going to get your ass.
I'm overdue for that. I will admit that. I'm overdue.
Kunta.
Oh, I need it.
Give us free ass whooping.
Damn.
What?
Come on now.
No, he do. He be needing that shit.
Okay.
You see?
What? Yep. Agreed. Yep. Sorry.
I'm going to need more than this beer.
You sure?
I don't know why you just... Right. I mean, you just had that beer. Girl, you come on now.
I know you wasn't ready for y'all.
We're going to take some shots.
Come on now.
Telling you, Joe.
I'm already one ahead of y'all.
What?
Boom!
Oh, shucks! You got the little baby solo cup. Yes.
So
we did it. I was in class. Mm-hmm. We had a little Jameson, little little shack glance that you get over there on your little
on your bar situation.
Your little bar situation. Mm-hmm. Ah! Oh, whatever.
I had a drink before I got here, so nobody. You know.
You noticed that?
No. Wait. How do my eyebrows really look? Did
you? I said I had a drink.
I'm just saying. You help me with my eyebrows. I'm like, is one higher than the other?
How eyebrows look? They look fine, right?
Yeah, they look all
right. See, I told you I had a drink.
How many beers have you had?
This is the only beer I had. It's the lighting. It's the lighting. Go with it.
Yeah, okay. It's fine. Right, I didn't draw them in. I just shaded.
I'm just saying. I don't want to be all Groucho Marx over this
drink. Let me tell you something about eyebrows.
No, you're not Groucho Marx.
Right. You know how serious I am about eyebrows. Ooh, guess what? Wait a minute. I'm looking at B right now. He got three bitches in the studio. He got no man that kind of like put salt over this shit, talk about football or nothing. So we could talk about girl shit for a minute.
Yeah.
Girl, how about
so I got the best pedicure this weekend. It was
exactly.
So cute.
Oh my god, you see my nails? My nails have been growing like shit. Oh my god, you see the white? It's white. It's really clean. It's okay. Strong. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's beautiful.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Like cool will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, like cool will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, like cool will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop.
Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it.
Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
Hey. I always wanted to never say that.
Hey.
Jesus Christ. Well, since his doctor's not here to do his diagnosis, I will be running the scoop.
Wow. That's what's up.
How about that?
Here we go.
I don't know where to start. I mean, the spotlight is on me.
Yeah, the spotlight is on you. Yes.
And I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do.
Hey, y'all. It's all right.
Ghostface Killer.
Yes. Ghostface. What about my man?
Y'all know Ghostface sampled the Iron Man, like one of the original Iron Man movies, mm-hmm. Soundtracks on his Supreme Clientele mm-hmm. album. Well,
AKA RZA, one of them who did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they're going after Ghostface.
Shit.
So.
Okay.
So, yeah. He lost his court battle.
Oh no.
Yeah. Was
Supreme
it?
Supreme Clientele is like a classic, like I know, right? Must have album.
Was it his lawyer didn't present the case good?
Possibly. Was he talking too much
was
shit?
Was there evidence found against him? No, his black ass just didn't show up for court.
That's what you get.
Ghostface, we do that for tickets only.
Exactly.
And then we just go pay him.
And child support.
When we get pulled over. No, we don't do it for child support. No, they throw niggas in jail for that.
Yeah, but they do that. They act like they don't know what happens.
They do.
How much?
Well, they're going after him for somewhere in the neighborhood of $150,000.
Wow. Well, maybe he felt like, oh, that's jump change. I don't really care.
Well, the funny thing about it is, I mean, what that album came out was what, like 2001?
Yeah, that was something like that. That was 2002, yeah, something like
and
that.
And they said the reason why it's just now getting to court is because they couldn't find Ghostface to serve him.
This Bama done got had like 2-3 albums come out after
how
that.
How about that
and
shit?
Nigga been
on
spotted.
Tour. This, I mean, how do you not find Ghostface together? How do you not find the one nigga in New York with a big gold eagle on his fucking wrist? I don't understand that. So anyway, yeah, that's what's going on with Ghostface.
Yeah, that's my man right there.
You know, it's times like this that I wish the 15WA was here. Because no matter how we tell him how ratchet and fucked up his city is, he defends it to the end.
That's good.
But there's just certain things that happen that you cannot defend.
This is joining us live from Spring Garden tonight, an effort to one of the teachers say started this all yesterday.
Well, Jim, he says it all started when a boy behaved inappropriately with a female student and he ordered them to stop. Seconds later, the teacher was laid out on the floor unconscious.
Then he just turned around and grabbed me and ready to turn me over and knock me down on my back and just the floor. This hit the floor so bad.
Pee-Woo Johnson relived the moment he was attacked by a student at Bartram High and suffered a concussion.
Because the boy dropped me down with so much force.
This is video which captured the 68-year-old teacher motionless in a hallway of the school seconds after the attack.
The minute your head hit the ground,
yeah,
you were out.
I was out.
Johnson, who was working at the school as a substitute English teacher, says this all started when a female student sat on a male student's lap.
He told me, he said, get an F from my face. So I said, this is against school regulation.
When Johnson threatened to go to the principal's office to report the pair, he says the male student grabbed him, then body slammed him to the ground. The president of the teachers union blames what happened to him on the district. There have been two other similar attacks in a month.
Our schools have been so under-resourced with the necessary support personnel in buildings for the last 2 years at least.
But the school district says they're doing all they can. They released this statement saying, quote, the assault that occurred yesterday is a result of an individual making a dramatically poor decision. The school district does not tolerate this type of behavior and is working with Bartram High School and the Philadelphia Police to make sure that the student is disciplined and also charged. As for Johnson, he says he's in a lot of pain.
I am feeling really bad when it comes to twisting my head to look on my right or on the left here, and I was lucky that it didn't break my neck.
Now Johnson tells us that he does plan on going back to work when he is better. He says he'd even go back to Bartram, but he is considered pressing criminal charges against that young man. That is the very latest from Spring Garden tonight. Nefertiti Jacquez, NBC 10 News.
Wait.
I don't even know where the hell to start.
Hold on, wait. Hold on. I'm going to start with Nefertiti Jacquez. Yeah. Is okay. She black is that, or Hispanic?
Right, anyway.
Or both. But,
or both.
Just Blandish?
Or both. Okay. But anyway.
Blandish.
Blandish. Oh, okay. Brazilian.
Black skin?
Okay. But anyway.
Young.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yikes.
Flat out. No, I'm sorry.
Wow.
I was like, please don't let that be an English teacher. Please don't let that be an English teacher.
He probably is. I wouldn't be surprised.
He is an English teacher. He's an English teacher. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm today I am going to teach you your vowels.
He was African or was he Chinese?
I think he was I think he was African, I think.
Well, the name Pee Woo?
You are not going to.
It was.
Yeah. You are not going to put an ethnic background on that man.
No, I won't.
He is a black man in America. He has his green card.
He has his rights.
He has his rights. He has his rights to stretch out on the ground.
I was like, he has his rights to get knocked the fuck out.
Right under a teenager.
Oh, no.
They got him fucked up. Let me tell you something.
That was bad.
What? That was bad. What I just said?
Or no, what happened to him?
Yeah, that was
because he was like,
yeah, that was how he was stretched
like,
out.
Yes, like he. Never mind.
And he said he was, but see, I'm gonna tell you something. Say what you want about that dude.
I am hooked.
That family got pride because he said he will go back to that school and teach.
But you want to know what? I can dig it. Like he knows the
fuck all that.
He knows the.
You don't have to transfer me.
It's hard to get a job.
But no bullshit. You
either
know,
transfer me or Masu y'all. Which one you want?
But the thing is like, you're nice, not going to make me run.
It's going to take forever to get that.
You're not
going to
make me run. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to make me run. Like,
whatever.
I can see if the Bama pulled out a gun on him or something. Maybe that's something different or shot him in the knee or something.
He's going to take the trial
but
down
here. Yeah, he know his rights. Stretch. Let me tell you something. When he fell out, when dude hit him or whatever, that Bama was all right to get up. He stayed like that on purpose because he knows his rights.
So you trying to say he doesn't really have a concussion?
If he would have got up and hit him, then it would have been something on him.
Right.
He has a case now because he possumed the
do
whole
you understand, seriously,
situation.
Do you understand if he does not sue and he goes back to work that every taxi cab in Philadelphia, New York, Jersey, Delaware, and D.C. will converge upon that school.
Oh, my God.
and raid him in his ranks.
All right, then.
I'm legally blind. Mama, I love you. That's what he said when he was walking down. P.O.P. Hold it down.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that was really sad, though.
That was sad.
That was terrible. I mean, you know, all jokes aside, that shit was terrible.
And that's why I would never be a teacher. Because I would be the teacher that was fighting that girl in the hallway.
Me neither. Remember that teacher? I would never. Go ahead. Oh,
I saw that.
You'd be that teacher that would. Okay. All right.
She had already started the fight. She was like, fuck it. I'm going to finish this bitch.
Right. Look, I'm taking off my shoes.
Yeah.
I'm going to back you up against the door. And I'm just going to beat your ass.
I ain't doing that old girl cat fight type shit. I'm aiming for a different body. I'm aiming on different. Nah, it was almost a cat.
Your ass.
Yeah, that was almost some old cat fight type shit. Because I'm going to fight you like, I'm going to get a little Bruce Lee thing in my mind. Like a scene. And I'm going to think of whatever body part that I can thrash real quick. To drop you real quick. See, we ain't going to be doing this shit for 15 minutes.
Oh, no. That's too tiring.
That's crazy. Like, mm-hmm. That video footage was like about 10 minutes.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw
it. It was
the
too long
version.
With the whole pushing. Yeah, it was about 10 minutes long. I'm not doing all of that. All
right. So, in classic Mark the Doc Riley fashion, I have a list.
Oh, shit. Yes, your list.
I have a list of 15 celebrities, and this is in honor of Veterans Day tomorrow.
All 15?
That served in the military you may not know.
Oh, come on with it. Okay.
All right. Number one, Pat Sajak.
I can see that.
You can see Pat Sajak?
I mean, yeah, he was around probably with the draft, so yeah, I can see that.
He was in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that.
Hendrix, Army Airborne.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
For a hot millisecond, because he died at 27.
Bob Ross.
Who?
Y'all know Bob Ross?
No.
Y'all remember the white dude with the afro that do the paintings?
Oh, yes, yeah. Bob Ross. Yes.
Talk real soft.
Yes.
Bob Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Air Force.
Add some trees over here and just put
a little. My man, my homeboy, my hanging partner, Hugh Hefner.
Your hanging partner.
All right, then.
Yeah, he was.
He old. He was
in the Army. He was a writer.
He hanged with his partners. What?
Mm-hmm. He was a what?
Now, this is one that surprised me. Drew Carey.
I can see that.
A Marine.
I cannot.
A Marine?
There you go.
No.
There you go.
Not Marine, though. I can see it, but not Marine.
Navy.
Yeah.
I can see him in the Merchant Marines.
Wow.
Merchant Marines.
I can see him in the Reserves.
Yeah. I can see that.
Right.
All right, Johnny Carson.
Again, draft. I can see that.
World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Freeman.
Old draft. Yeah.
Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
He like Army.
Bill Cosby.
Oh,
old draft. Yeah.
Korean War.
Mm. Wow.
Mel Brooks.
Really?
World War II Army.
Old.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Old.
Montel Jordan.
What?
This is how we
this
do
is
it.
How?
No. The other Montel.
Yeah, ooh. The other Montel.
Okay. Remind me who's the other one?
The talk show.
Oh, Montel Jordan. Oh.
Okay.
Not Tez.
Not Montel, but Montel.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Navy.
I can see that. That's a fit.
Now, I need someone to help me with this name. I ain't even going to do the mark. What's the chick on the Golden Girls? Last name Arthur.
B?
B?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arthur?
What?
There we go. Marine.
I can see that.
I can see it. I didn't know that, but I can see it.
I can see that.
That's kick ass.
Yeah. Clark Gable.
Superman. Wow.
Okay.
World War II. Don Rickles.
Oh.
Wow.
World War II.
ROTC? What'd you say?
What?
Ozzie Davis.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Army, that. World War II.
No, the guy, which come by what's his name, Woodbine, and Dead President, he like the crazy joint. Like, he biting all chicken heads and shit.
Oh.
Go ahead.
And from Star Trek, James Doohan, and he was in the, he was in the Canadian military. The Royal something of.
Mm-hmm. Army.
Mountie. Artillery.
He was a Mountie.
What? I don't know if he was just a Mountie, but he was one branch of their military.
Okay, well, good job.
So, yeah. That was hot. Hey, y'all, check it out, y'all. We got a lot of more coming your way.
We got.
Hold on, wait.
Topics?
Topics?
Wait, we got. Ooh. We got a whole lot of more bull coming your way.
Schlitz.
Adios. That's how we do.
I got some reviews. It's review time, y'all. Reviews, reviews, reviews. We love reviews. All right, we got one, The Family. If my crew was a few years older with a few less cares to give, I want to say that he wants to say fucks, but we going to keep it on the parental note. We will be the In Deep Show. Been a listener for a while and have been blessed to have them not only as a solid podcast crew feeding my podcast needs, they are a family and I don't take that lightly. From the un to the recap to the flagship, the In Deep Show, don't miss a show. So Drew, Doc, Nee, 15 Word, Big Lee, yeah, I go back. Cue up the support, y'all own anthem, and let's get this money. That is from Mr. Ashy, Three Classy. Hey, Ashy. Yay. Shout out to you.
Boop, boop.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Got another one. I rock the indie show on the regular. Excuse me. Oh, shit. No, no, no. We gonna do that. I was hooked after one episode. It's like they invited me in to a chill and relax and enjoy what the show was has to offer while engaging thought and even sometimes putting me on the path of greater purpose and direction. Mm. Yes, the topics of conversation are rich and alive with a different viewpoint you may have never expected. Altogether, a good-looking bunch of genuine DMV peeps with a sense of service to the listeners, and the music is awesome too. The music is awesome. We do the damn thing over this motherfucker. You don't have to ask somebody because I just told you. That is by Hawaii Dash Brother. Yes. Shout out to you.
Hawaii, that's Brother. Deep.
Hawaii Brother. Yeah. Hopefully he's channeling, you know, his island, you know, one of our listeners in Hawaii. Hopefully. We're just going to say that. We got them far and wide around this mother. But anyway.
Right?
Yeah. Shout out to Ashy and Hawaii Brother. We appreciate that.
B told me remind you niggas. Fuck that shit they talking about. We the niggas. Caught up in all these lights and cameras. But fuck that shit podcasting has us. God damn it, we like it. Podcast is enticing. That's why I'm fit right in. We're only here for one night, but the show stays tight. As soon as all that money flows, we'll be taking flight. Fuck the fame, keep speaking on us. What we do, we keep coming back. I know it's nobody to blame, not talking shit, just stating facts. Enough to make me wanna murder, we just wanna blaze a trail. I know it's nobody to blame, we love the shit, so what the hell.
And we all just entertainers, and we're stupid and contagious, and we're all just entertainers. And baby, it's amazing we're in this place with you. Just had to let you know. One day you're screaming you love the show, the next day you want more. One day you're here, one day you're there. The fact that you care, we love that there. From these mics sitting on the throne. Support
your now Drew
own.
Has tattoos on her body. Psycho woman's right beside me. Got haters from the vapors. Fuck that shit cause it won't stop me. I got shit came from the tropics. My girl Shawnee has the topics. I feel like I'm pulling it off. Enough is enough, I'm calling it off. I just thought I'd let you know. I'm getting high, smoking grow. More podcasts than you should know.
You're looking for that good, good. Here's Mr. Movie's Neighborhood, featuring Naturel, Jubal Killers, Cousin Ed, still not on Triller. Another crew that's high, they call themselves the Black Astronaut. One lady and four gentlemen, another crew that gives it to us, man. Oh shit, how could I forget? Ron Cameron Show, the Black Guys with Tips. What the fuck could I be thinking of? We gotta show them all love. Cause we still alive. We still them niggas, nigga, we survive. We still getting bigger, nigga, living the life. They feeling what they hearing, these podcasts are tight. Podcasting killers.
And baby, it's amazing we're in this place with you. Just had to let you know. One day you're screaming you love the show. The next day you want more. One day you're here, one day you're there. The fact that you care, we love that there. Sitting from these mics, sitting on the throne. Support your own.
Welcome back, y'all. The topic that will never seem to go away. Your bun can leave it there.
B-U-N. Just clarifying.
I thought we was about to get it in.
Yes. Oh, you don't know what part of the show this? Okay.
I mean, the lights got down.
She'll find out.
Turn them off.
Turn them off.
I was going to say, and you're drinking it.
Yes, bitch. Yes.
Yes, bitch. Yes.
So,
anything else? I told them don't drink shit they hand you.
Well, you see?
But you done dived in two-fisted. You better pop the top on that bed, too. You just over there letting it get warm.
Oh, yeah. She going to be downstairs for a minute. You pop that top.
Anyway, so the subject just won't go away. This whole street harassment thing, y'all.
Oh, we're still talking about that? Okay.
Well, you know, it just it won't seem to die. It's like every time I turn on another show or something else, it's like here comes another angle, here comes another soapbox, and it's just, it's rather exasperating. So anyway, we're going to start off with the little feedback we got from last week.
Okay.
To get this here topic rekindled. Whew. All right. A little bit of a distance, but we'll make it work. Okay, so we got this from the man, can we say his name?
I wouldn't say the whole thing. I would say some of it.
First?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So my man Chaz, he hit us up. And he, wait a minute. There we go. Okay, so he says, Big B, I'm told you're very tall. I'm tall too. I was wondering if, like the women in the harassment video, are you harassed or set up because of your height? I get asked at least 15 times a day how tall am I? I play b-ball, how tall am I? Play b-ball in question mark, and how's the weather, etc. I have been told by my wife that my face looks angry, and I was thinking, I'm like that because of being asked daily stupid questions by people passing by. I don't smile because I really don't want to talk to anyone while going about my business. Your thoughts? Do you think this is solely a problem that women go through? That's interesting, because while I wholeheartedly agree with you that it is annoying as shit, I want to put a little separation between, I guess, that and what the women go through, because the whole situation of women, I guess, quote, being in less of, you know, not having the power over the situation. You know what I'm saying? When you got a creep that's on your back or whatever, and it may be a dude that you probably couldn't defend yourself against or overpower or whatever. You know, so I like to keep that in mind. You know, yeah, it's annoying to me, but it can be terrifying for women.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I want to say. But yeah, it's, man, dude. The best thing I've heard addressing that was, I don't know if it's true or not, but I don't know if y'all heard about the story about Will Chamberlain, and he would get so annoyed when people would ask him about his height. Mm-hmm. And
did he just pull out his penis?
Nah, like people, so when people would like hit him with the corny line, "How's the weather up there?" Mm-hmm. He would spit on him and say, "It's raining."
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? So I understand being annoyed. I don't know if I go that far, but well, yes, I would. Yeah.
Okay.
But, so yeah. Same book, different chapter, maybe?
I just think it depends on, just like with women, it just depends on the approach. You know what I'm saying? Some people are just initially genuinely intrigued at the height. You know what I'm saying? But someone is that tall and not weird looking, or, you know what I'm saying, like with some type of deformity in the Guinness Book of World Records, you know? So, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's all harassment if, depending on the approach.
Yeah, I get short jokes all day. I mean, I'm not trying to spit on nobody.
Yeah. Or that shit punch might fall back in your face.
Say, you know, short, you grab, you said because
it might fall back in
your, I was gonna say, you kind of can if you're short. So
he said if you do that, it'll fall back in your face. If you spit,
right? See what I'm saying?
See.
I mean, it ain't my fault. You the one talking about spitting up at somebody. Well, look, let's rewind this back, because Queen wasn't here last week. And
I was gonna say, before you do though, I do want to comment on that, because I've been out with you and somebody's, you know, have said, "Damn, you're tall. Oh, wow. I wish I was that tall, too."
It's admiration.
Right. Mm-hmm. See, to me, I don't liken it to someone being, and I'm not you or Chaz, but I don't liken that to being harassed. You know, maybe you're fucking annoyed.
Annoyed, exactly.
But yeah. I don't liken that to being harassed. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? The only time I can say when it can move anywhere towards a harassment stage, and again, it's still more overly annoyed, is when the corny jokes won't stop. And right. Then they start to follow you. Then they see that you don't want to have a conversation, but they keep walking with you down the hall trying to get the next joke off.
Yeah. I was going to say,
does that happen?
Right. Often.
Yeah.
Often.
Yeah.
Very.
I can believe that.
Very often.
Yeah. I was going to say, I can see if you were in like China or something like that, I bet you people would.
No.
Seriously.
No, seriously.
How about, right. Oh, how about like Wednesday, they would, Friday, they and would Saturday? Follow you.
Yeah.
I'm not in China Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and it happens all day long.
Well, I think those are drunk people.
Does the audience,
but it still
does
happens.
The audience matter?
No, I agree.
Right.
Does the audience matter, though?
Yeah. Is it a difference if a woman is doing
yeah.
it?
Like,
no, yeah. No, it doesn't matter. I mean, because that's where some of the corny-ass jokes come from.
But again, is it you get annoyed, or do you feel harassed?
I'm extremely annoyed.
Okay. Right.
I'm annoyed, and then sometimes it goes to extreme annoyance.
Right, but there's no harassment.
And I don't know if I can get it to the point of harassment. I think it's just a genuine annoyance, you know?
Right, okay.
So, sorry. What were you going to say? I wasn't here last week.
So, we wanted to go back to the whole thing. You know, we talked about the video of the 10 hours in New York thing, what have you. And you and I started, we briefly started talking about it. And we kind of deaded the conversation because we wanted to save it for the show, but unfortunately you couldn't be here last week. I guess starting off, let's get your take on the whole thing.
Well, I can understand why sometimes guys don't get it, why women do not speak to them. Some of it is fear, and then some of it is just because I know if I say hi to you or I talk to you, you're gonna start talking to me.
I think that's an open
and it's gonna be a gonna be a long ass conversation, and
I just want to say hi.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you just want to say hi and keep it moving. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure, Drew, you said last week, hashtag not all men, so don't get in your fucking feelings. We're not talking about all of y'all. Mm-hmm. We're just talking about some of y'all. Where it's like, you know, if somebody says good morning, you say good morning back, you think that's an open invitation for somebody to say some shit to you, you know? And I will say this, and I made this a comment on Facebook because somebody posted about the young lady who was snatched off the street in Philly. And, you know, she was being kind, and you can see in the video that she was like, you know, oh, she stuck out her hand to shake that guy's hand. And next thing you know, that motherfucker was snatching her and trying to throw her in a car and threw her in a car.
But can we? Okay.
So sometimes you have to be careful when you are speaking to somebody.
I'm not shaking nobody's hand.
Right. Well, but I'm saying she's a young girl. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know what she said. We don't know what he said to her. And she was like, oh, I'm such and such. You know, because guys are always like, oh, women are so mean. They're bitches. They don't speak. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. So maybe she found herself in a situation. Now, mind you, it looked like it was dark as shit. But maybe she found herself in a situation where she was like, you know what? I'm going to be nice because I don't want this guy to fucking harass me or whatever. And so she spoke to him, and unfortunately for her, this turned out to be a scary ass dude. But sometimes for women, it's like it could be daylight, it could be nighttime, it could be any fucking time, and you're just like, you know what, I don't want to speak, because if I speak, that's going to open up the door for you to think you can talk to me or whatever. And to be honest with you, I drive, so a lot of times I'm not walking down the block or whatever. But I know with, like, a lot of ladies, you walk wherever you're going. And because I even remember walking, and it's like you say hi to people, you keep it moving. Bitch, I ain't want to talk to your ass anyway. You ugly. Really? Now I'm ugly? 2 seconds ago, you wanted to talk to me, but now I'm ugly. Okay, then. But I do try to say good morning, or I speak, or I give eye contact because I want to know. I give you eye contact because, like, something happened to me, nigga. I know what you look like.
Yeah.
I guess to me, and this is not with just street harassment. I think it goes with just about everything you deal with in life. If you look at it from in like a 1 to 10 scale, you have to throw out 1 and you have to throw out 10. Because those are just two extremes. You know what I'm saying? And I think to me, the situation with the girl in Philly, that was an extreme. That dude was psycho. He was going to do what he was going to do, whether it was her or the next chick.
Sure.
So I don't think that had to do with quote unquote street harassment.
No, I'm saying she opened up the door.
I'll let you rock. I don't think this was necessarily street harassment. I think this was a crazy motherfucker that was looking for a victim. And that's different than a dude that can't get the hint that you don't want to talk to him, or you don't want to give him your number, you don't want to get with them.
Right.
I think it's a vast difference from I'm out here looking to kill a bitch. And I'm out here looking to find a chick to possibly, you know, get with or be my girl or have sex with, whatever. So I put him at the far extreme. And it, you know, it sickens me to hear when people link the two together, because it doesn't happen like that on the norm. It doesn't happen you walking down the street and a dude be like, hey, how you doing? Why don't you smile? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you're not going to smile? Bitch, I'm going to kill you. It doesn't happen like that all the time. Niggas that do that, we're going to do that no matter what the hell you said or didn't say.
You can say thank you, smile, bend over, and
hello,
you know.
But we don't know that.
We do know that because of his past.
Excuse me. We don't know. She didn't know who he was when she met him on the street.
She sure did.
But any woman that meets a guy on the street. You don't know if that motherfucker crazy or not crazy. So she didn't know that man was crazy when she was trying to be kind.
She sure didn't.
And say X, Y, and Z. She didn't know he was crazy.
She sure didn't.
So I'm like, so didn't. I think as a lot of women, I think, get harassed on the daily.
But she didn't know because she stopped and talked. And you kept talking, yes. So I'm going to keep going too.
Okay.
So
we're doing that.
Okay. She, there you go. There you go. So she stopped and talked to him. So clearly she didn't think he was crazy. So unfortunately, that's one of those situations that it was just a fucked up situation. But, not, you know, majority of situations like that don't happen when it's just a chick walking down and you're looking nice about yourself or whatever, and a dude says, hey, how you doing? Good morning. You know, you have a beautiful smile, blah, blah, blah. You should smile, blah, 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 whatever. They're not looking to kill you. They're looking to give you a compliment or get
what the hell are they looking to do?
You don't know. Yeah, you don't know. Right. That's true. Go ahead.
Sorry, you're not a woman. So
I don't need to be a woman. I'm a man. Okay. I'm a man, and I see creepy ass dudes, and I see what niggas do but fucked up shit.
You don't know anybody's background. You don't know what that woman has been through during that day in her lifetime.
I think what he's talking about is intentions.
You don't know anybody's intention.
Levels of intentions.
No, somebody could say hi to you. You don't know anybody's intention because from that video, it looked like it was innocent. And she stuck out her hand. He may have been like, hi, I'm John. I'm Susie. And next thing you know, that motherfucker snatched her. So
how many people do you actually shake hands with these days?
But see, that's
I'm not 22.
Right, and we're not in Philly.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's go to the other.
I'm 42. I'm not 22.
If we're going to entertain this end of the spectrum as being so credible, let's go to the other end of the spectrum. And let's say he was stopping her to give her a fucking $1 million because he had it for spare.
Really?
Exactly. Really. Because it's just that fucking odd. It's not something that happens all the time. You cannot.
That we know about. How do you know? How do you know how often it happens?
You don't know.
You don't know. We just saw this one because it was violent and they had cameras.
The bottom line is.
What about the little white girl in Virginia?
The bottom line is.
She got snatched.
Again, it's by a crazy dude.
I can see the difference because one
spectrum. It doesn't matter if they know it or not. It's the fact that I'm not saying there's not crazy people out here. But what I'm saying is if you want to fucking crawl up in a shell and fucking be a hermit and live in a fucking house and don't ever come out, you can choose to live that way. But I think a majority of people are going to be functional human beings. And when you walk down the street, you say hi and you say hello to people. You do it all the time, Shawnee, so don't act like you don't.
I'm not speaking for me. I'm speaking for other people, too.
So are you not a woman? Hold on. You're a woman. Like you just said, I'm not a woman, but you are. And you speak to people. I walk with you down the street. And you acknowledge strangers all the fucking time.
Did you just hear yourself?
So don't tell me.
Did you hear yourself?
I'm talking so clearly.
With me. If I'm walking with you,
I said I've walked with you and seen that.
Hello.
I've been on the phone with you. And heard you talk to people walking. And I wasn't with you then.
Talk to people.
You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, man.
We're going to go ahead and let him cook. I'm saying, but you just said you've been with me and I've been walking with you. So apparently, when I was walking with you, I felt comfortable to speak.
You've done it when you weren't with me.
And then I'm saying I felt comfortable in where I was to speak and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but you spoke.
But you're
sitting here telling people, but you can't speak.
I am me.
You can't speak for all womankind, though.
As I said, hashtag not all men. I am not speaking for all men. I'm not saying you gonna walk down the street and try to snatch a chick off the road. I'm not saying you. I'm saying me. I know I can walk down the street because I know, and I'm gonna keep it moving. I'm gonna speak to somebody and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying I know when I was younger. And I don't know, maybe because I'm old now, niggas don't want me. I don't know. But I'm saying when I was younger, walking down the street, guys would try to holler at me. And they would be like, hey, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. I would be like, oh, I'm good. How you doing? And I would speak and I would keep it moving. Oh, bitch, you ain't trying to speak? But you fucking ugly.
Okay.
Fuck you. And I'm like, two seconds ago, you were trying to holler at me.
Okay, so let's make
now
one thing clear.
Now you're not trying to holler at me.
Let's make one thing clear. We are not trying to say street harassment doesn't happen. Okay, let's make that clear. Let's throw that out of the mix.
Who's we?
1, 10, and 5.
Who's
Let's
we?
Let's throw that out of the mix.
Who's we?
I'm not. I don't know what the hell you're doing. I'm not trying to say street harassment doesn't happen.
Okay.
Because I know it does. I know friends of mine that do it, and it fucking repulses me when I'm with them, as I don't hang with them anymore because they can't control themselves, and it makes me uncomfortable because when they do it, only thing that person remembers was the big ass dude, and so I don't fucking hang with them no more. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying street harassment doesn't happen, but what I'm saying is I think, aided by this video and aided by a lot of the conversation that's followed, that it's getting blown way the fuck out of proportion.
I think that's your opinion about it getting
blown out of proportion. It is my opinion, right. I'm giving it because I have this microphone and I can do it.
Out of proportion, but I think as a woman, you don't know what a trigger is for a lady walking down the street.
No, I don't know what a trigger is.
So maybe that's why she's had...
I don't know, but you know what? I still have to live.
Great. You do have to live. But I'm saying, but as that lady that's walking down the street and some guy is, he might just be saying hello. But it was, as I said 15 minutes ago, she might be like, she could stop and say hello to the guy or keep it moving and say hello to the guy. The next thing you know, you got that creep dude in the video who was walking by her for fucking 5 minutes.
And guess what?
That's creepy. That's creepy as fuck.
We acknowledged that. We gave credence. Yes, we did.
Oh, okay.
We did it on the last show.
I wasn't here, so I have to.
And we did it today.
I didn't acknowledge that dude.
I did.
You didn't acknowledge that.
Yes, I did.
The dude
I said
who
creeps
by
happen.
By creeps
happen.
Okay.
Are we talking about harassment, or are we talking about a case of one being kidnapped?
I
was going to say, can the other lady speak up? Because I feel like I'm hitting a brick wall.
We're losing the topic here.
I do.
What I'm saying is, I think that everything is getting thrown into the category of street harassment. The normal dude walking down the street saying, hey, how you doing? Good morning, blah, 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 is getting lumped in with the motherfucker that's grabbing bitches off the street and motherfucking following bitches for 5 minutes talking about, can I get your number?
Okay,
when
right.
it's not that.
But if you had, not going to that extreme, if you had out of 10 let me narrow it down. Out of 5 motherfuckers, 4 of them are being creeps. And that one is being the gentleman.
I'm not even going to say 4 of them
you're
being
gonna,
creeps.
I'm just saying, if that is happening to that female, psychologically, she has no choice but to lump them in with it. She doesn't feel like that. If it's 1 creep, 2 creep, nice dude, creep. She's not feeling that. Or 1 creep, 2 creep, 3 creep, 4 creep, and then the 5th one was like being the gentleman. She didn't have 4 creeps before her. She's not even feeling the fact that this nigga is coming to her as a gentleman or the nice dude or baby, just go ahead and smile. It's nice out here. Whatever the fuck. She's not feeling that shit. For the simple fact that she has been approached by 4 other motherfuckers that did not know how to approach her. So you don't know
how the
person's day was or the encounters that she had with other guys. First of all, because you're not a woman. That's what she's trying to say. You're not a woman. You don't have to go through that day by day, the whole looks, the saying, baby, this, you know, pointing out your physical attributes and all that other shit.
Or
even touching you, because motherfuckers are bold.
They'll do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Is it cool for us to lump them all together? I mean, can we differentiate between the two?
My thing is this. You're human before you're any fucking thing.
Exactly.
So whatever the fuck goes on through your head that happened that day, whatever. It could be the boyfriend, the dude at the job, or whatever. If you happen to do that, then that's what the fuck happens. You know what I'm saying? It depends on your response to that guy. You can already mentally have it in your head that, you know, this motherfucker is some shit or whatever and keep going about your business. Now, if you went and spazzed out on a nigga, that's something different. You know what I'm saying? But if you ain't spazzed out on a motherfucker, you can lump him however the fuck you lump him because that's how you feeling that day. It's all about feeling. It's all about what's happening that day at that moment. You know what I'm saying? We can always have he was a super nice guy. You know, damn, he ain't have to. We can be on the outside looking at, damn.
He
ain't
have to kill
this
her.
Nigga, he ain't have to do. Right. We can be on the outside looking at, like, damn, that she ain't have to respond to him like that. But you don't know what happened to this broad.
you know what I'm saying, beforehand. So you can't just start talking about the whole nice guy shit just because you coming at a woman as the nice guy and other motherfuckers didn't. You can't do that.
And that's a fair assessment, and I will give you that. Okay? But once again, if you want to wake up out your bed every morning, and I already know this about you, that you're not this person, so this is what's puzzling the fuck out of me, to hear you so amped about it. If you want to get up out of your bed every morning, put your clothes on, and as soon as you walk out your door, look both ways, and live in fear, and keep your shirt all, you know, clutched up and shit, because you never know what the fuck is going to happen to you on your next step, then you might want to get some sort of counseling. Let me finish. I'll let you rock uninterrupted.
All right, go ahead, B.
Okay?
Come on now.
If that's the lifestyle that you want to live, then I really feel bad for you, because there's a wonderful world going on out here. Okay? Hold on. Time out. I want to ask everybody that's listening, if you're able to do this. Little homework from IDS. Go ask your mama and daddy, how did they meet? You know what I'm saying? Ask them. Did one, because all y'all motherfuckers got here some way. So one of your parents had to make the initiative to speak to the other. Were they fucking harassed? Or did somebody, see, it wasn't but a short 10 years ago when a lady was walking down the street and you say, hey, how you doing, beautiful, blah, blah, blah. A chick would be like, oh, this nigga tried to holler at me. And it stayed right there. You know what I'm saying? Because you could differentiate between a nigga trying to holler at you and a motherfucker just being a complete dick and a jerk. But now all of a sudden that this video drops, the lines are so blurred, we don't know who's a jerk. So we're going to just lump everybody together as a jerk because you don't know what my day was? No, you don't know what my day was before I fucking said hello to you. Right. My mama could have fucking died, but I just mustered up the energy, and the only way, because my mama used to walk down the street and speak to everybody, so I'm taking on her persona to say, this is going to make me get through what I'm going through by saying hello to you. So I'm supposed to fucking kill my joy because I got to wonder what the fuck might happen to you when I'm just saying fucking hello? I got to fucking watch you drive down the street with your coat and your dress hanging out the fucking car. I can't drive up next to you and wave to you and say, hey, excuse me, no, I don't want your number, I'm just telling you your car. Okay, fine, whatever, drive off, and when you get to work, look like a goddamn idiot in the office all day with a big mud stain going up your back.
I feel like the eyeball here, because I feel like you shouldn't actually lump people together in accordance to situations that you have encountered or whatever has hindered your day or made you feel a particular way, because I don't want it done to me. I don't want my boss to be taking his anger out on me for something that my coworker did, as well as somebody I meet on the street just like think that I'm a gold digging bitch because that's the last person he was in dealings with. So I try to differentiate. I don't lump people together. So I'm kind of feeling like the oddball here. I might need to get my shit together.
No, it's not about you being the oddball. That's just how you feel. I just feel like that. When I say you never know what a person's gone through, you cannot react towards somebody's response. If you're doing, like I said before, if you're doing shit from the heart, if you're doing shit because that's you, that's genuine, you wouldn't get mad off the bitch saying fuck you or go about your business or what have you. Acknowledge
that though.
Right. But however,
that's the creep that does that.
Right.
Right.
And again, that's why I said we're throwing out one and we're throwing out ten, because those are extremes.
Right. And we see
that. But there's a whole nother world in between one and ten that's getting lumped in with one and ten.
I understand that. But okay. In your situation with females, you saying the whole tall joke thingy or what have you. We're gonna go past that. You talk about not being lumped in with the whole, you know, the creeps and all that other shit, what have you. Are you speaking from a 40-something year old man or a 20-something year old man? In that video, I noticed that it was some youngins coming at this broad. Youngins this day and age, they don't know how to approach. Mm-hmm. They got the whole video vixen approach to shit and all that.
You are very
so
right.
Are you coming from Are you coming from what you've experienced and know now? What were you doing?
I'm gonna tell you exactly. I'm gonna tell you exactly where I'm coming from. I'm coming from a 40-something-year-old man that has been a 20-something-year-old man,
so,
and have seen the progression of where we are now to where things were then. So, like I just told you, back in the day, it was called hollering. We were just hollering at you, Mama. How you doing? Okay, you don't want to get with me? All right, cool. Let you walk. I'm going to holler at the next chick. And okay. I'm going to keep hollering until I get me one.
Okay.
And guess what? The funny thing about it is, some chicks would get, quote, unquote, hollered at. And there would be that one dude that would say that one little slick little thing that put that smiling face and get you turned around and be like, boy, you crazy. And then, boom, next thing you know, you're in a fucking 2-3-4-5-year relationship because a nigga hollered at you. You know what I'm saying? But let me go back to your example about the 1-2-3-4-5 niggas. You could be the third nigga in the middle that's being genuine in the middle of two creeps. How the fuck do you know that third nigga isn't the one that's coming to you to say, excuse me, you're all right, I just know this dude harassed you. You gonna just shut him the fuck out because the last dude harassed you when he's coming to fucking make sure you safe?
Well, that's not the example that was given in the video.
That's what, I didn't say it was given in the video. This is the example you just made up.
Right. But I'm saying,
you're going to shoot down the potential nigga that's going to make sure you get to your car, get wherever you're going safe, and make sure this nigga that's been walking beside you for 5 minutes don't do nothing to you because creepy dude says something because you wasn't in the mood for it?
It depends on the situation.
Exactly. And that's why you should handle every situation amongst its own.
I understand that. But every woman is not built like that, B. You don't know what she's been through.
I'm not speaking for every.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what you're saying. You're speaking on behalf of every good nigga that's out there that's trying to talk that's not on some creep shit.
No, all I'm saying is that there are all of them. That's all I'm saying. Hey, y'all just acknowledging the fact that there's creeps.
I'm acknowledging and
you
the fact.
And you giving excuses on why ex-woman would lump everybody together.
It's not an excuse.
I think she's speaking on a precautionary tale.
But who shouldn't be precautionary? I mean, shit, I'm 6'8", 340. If I'm walking down the street by myself and I see a group of niggas on the corner, I'm crossing the fucking street. So everybody should be fucking precautious. Who shouldn't be? But am I going to... So because there's a group of niggas, should I just fucking... I'm going back in the house. I'm not going on this date because there's a group of niggas on the house.
The comparison is not going too far.
The comparisons are too broad and they're going too far. Like right. We're losing hand of right. the topic yeah. of
that's
being
what I'm
harassed.
Saying. It's not the same. Now, mind you, you're...
Street harassed.
Right, you're 6'8", 340, and it's a whole bunch of dudes. You might... be able to fuck up at least three of those dudes and still make it out okay. Maybe. But if you have a woman that's walking down the street that's 125 pounds she's 5'3", and there's a whole bunch of dudes walking at her, that's an uncomfortable fucking situation.
I'm giving the same example. That's not even harassment until their approach.
I'm giving the same example that he just gave.
Right. So let's scratch that woman. And talk about
no,
harassment.
I'm not going to scratch that. I'm going to give the same example. But I'm saying, I'm going to give the same example that he just gave so he can hear me. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
I got
so
you.
Just so he can hear me. You know what I'm saying? Because I heard stories about you be scrapping and putting some down. Maybe somebody got the best of you once, but other niggas got it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm giving him an example of a small woman walking down the street. Mind you, sure, she shouldn't be walking out of there, but it's just like you just don't know what women have been through or somebody has been through. And I won't generalize it. What one woman has been through to walk down the street. And you're saying like, because I've read on Twitter when they were talking about what happened to you when you were molested or what happened to you when you were raped. And women were like, I had on sweatpants and a baggy sweatshirt and some sneakers and she was raped. You know what I'm saying? One woman had on some work pants and a work shirt and she was raped. You know what I mean? So it's like you walking outside your door. Yeah, sometimes you can walk outside your door and you can feel uncomfortable because of the shit you've been through. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, some women, like, they have just those bodies that you can't hide in shit. You can't hide.
You know what?
You know what I'm saying? You can't hide in the shit.
I'm so glad that, and you know, I've used to always have an issue with my size. And we kind of switching gears a little bit, speaking on what you just said. I used to always have some issue with my size. I was always the biggest, the heaviest voice, the most intimidating. But I see that that works for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't have that issue. Don't get me wrong. I've been harassed before, but because of my my demeanor,
your stature,
my stature, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying, the way I look, how firm I am, it didn't get far. Sure. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I kind of feel for the little woman that has the Napoleon syndrome, that has to, you know, show that they're, you know, Goliath when it comes to some of these thirsty ass niggas out here. You know what I'm saying? It's terrible that you have to go. I feel scary. Protected because of my whole right. everything. They don't have that.
Right.
They have to be, you know what I'm saying, bitchy or whatever, you know, to convey, like, look, I ain't got time for this shit. But then it's that other motherfucker that got something to prove, to, you know.
And don't get me wrong. I think that video was extreme. Because
it was.
First of all,
it was just showing one
all,
side. It was just showing one side.
It didn't show any white men.
It was showing one side.
Damn
yeah.
sure that white girl was walking down the street and no white man hollered.
Yeah.
Come on.
It was
so
one
it
side.
Didn't show any white men. Okay. Yeah. It was all men of color. So let's go there. Let's go back to that video.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because the funny part is they also did a guy version of that video.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all saw that.
No, I did not.
But that's I ain't hilarious. Gonna lie, that guy looked, he was very good
he
looking.
Was hot. He was hot.
So they showed a guy version of that video where not only were women like, damn, mm-hmm. or turning their head, or one girl ran up was like, ooh, my friend thinks you're so cute. But there were a lot of men saying, I mean, come on. There were a lot of men like, damn, like, ooh, where you going? Like, what you doing tonight?
Ooh,
you know, and the guy was silently walking. Silently
Boy
walking. And he probably gets harassed all the time because he's a good-looking dude by men and women.
I feel like me and B.
It's not right.
B
Either
and
way.
Mark was talking about last week.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to do an experiment like that, they need to travel down all different avenues. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That particular female was dressed in a certain kind of way.
It shouldn't
now,
matter what she had on.
No, but
she had on a
think
t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah, she had a half shirt.
Again.
And jeans.
It wasn't
but
a half
it
shirt.
Does
it
matter,
showed her
though.
Belly button. No,
yeah.
but didn't we if, just say that you could have on, because you could have on sweatpants.
Yeah.
And
if
you have body.
If something was to happen. Right. But I would have
sweatpants
liked
sweatpants and no underwear. That's
right.
Kind of.
Yeah, because you can have men
sweatpants
see all that.
Bones?
They got that Superman
sweatpants
shit
and,
with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and we will watch that.
But some men like panty lines, too. So then what?
True.
Oh, my God.
But I would like to have seen, like B said, business suit, one version of
right.
that. I would like to see baggy shit.
They okay.
even, you know, baggy sweat top, baggy sweatpants. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see one that's even in some boyish looking, tomboyish. Now, I'm not talking about bulldagging. I'm talking about some tomboyish type of gear. You know what I'm saying? They didn't. They only traveled down one road with that.
They did it in New Zealand too.
Okay, so I have a question for those of us who have not seen the video, and I am one.
Mm-hmm.
What is your definition of harassment? Street harassment? Because I'm getting lost here.
How are you getting lost?
Like,
because
what is your street harassment to me is
okay,
after you're approached
you. Answer me.
And
answer
the person
question.
Won't leave you alone. They're
it was that
it's
happened
coming
in the
to
video.
A point where they're becoming disrespectful because you're not on the same page as them, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah.
And not just like a regular hello and then, oh, bitch, fuck
right.
you.
Right, 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 right.
And don't get me wrong. In the video,
mm-hmm.
there were people, because she, in the video, she's just walking.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what any guy said to her. She just kept moving.
Right.
So some people just said hello. Some people said, hey, beautiful.
Did she ever respond?
She just kept walking.
Okay. So the people that just said hello said harassment.
She just kept
That's
walking.
Not harassment.
No.
I'm asking, Shanine.
Okay. I'm sorry.
If they said
no,
hello.
No. Just, that was a simple question. So the people that just said hello, or just people that
if
said
If they
smile.
Said hello, and if smile to me, for some people, can be harassment. But for me, if they said hello.
Okay, let's before. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. If they said hello, I would say hello back and keep it moving.
Right.
And what scenario mm-hmm. is that harassment, the hello, smile part?
For some women, that is a trigger for them. You know, maybe it's not one for you,
okay,
but maybe
I
that's a
you.
Trigger for them.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
different for every woman. You know, I mean, yeah, I'm not gonna put my shit on some other woman, because right. for me, hello is not harassment for me.
Just
because
like,
I'm gonna say hello and I'm gonna keep it moving and I'm gonna keep going.
Now, if somebody says hello, you could smile. Is that harassment
for me?
Yeah,
because it's not a trigger. No,
okay,
but I don't have to smile. If right. I want to keep walking,
right.
I don't. Fuck that. I don't have to smile.
I don't have to fucking
speak. You
know what
I'm saying?
I agree.
If I'm you saying, say hello.
You know what I mean? If I want to keep moving.
Shit.
I mean, like, why do I have to smile? Nigga, you smile. Why right. do I have to? Why do I have to smile?
I think it's different for me because I've always it is an individual been encountered thought. By people who say, oh, you look mean. You never smile. Blah, blah, blah. So when someone that is strange to me, unbeknownst, just says, oh, you can smile, I'll smile, because I'm thinking that maybe I'm giving off the aura that, you know, I'm uncomfortable, or I'm this bitch that everybody already classifies me as, because I do look mean at times.
Mm-hmm. Well, but maybe you have a reason.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh,
it's not intentional.
But I'm saying, but no, maybe you, but maybe I when you're that. Walking, you have a reason. Maybe you trying to get somewhere. Maybe some shit is on your mind.
So your mind
but you
right.
have some random ass niggas out of the blue saying smile. Damn, you're like, wait, what?
No, but I guess that's what it is. I'm baby. Used
so
to
again,
that.
So again, is that not an annoyance and not harassment?
It depends on the woman.
It's not an annoyance. I said for me, it wouldn't be. To me, because I'm used to that. I'm used to people saying, oh, you don't smile.
That's what I'm saying. Just because you had a bad day, or just because it may be your trigger, I don't know you. I'm not harassing you. I'm just saying, hey, how you doing, sweetheart? Smile.
Why?
I'm not harassing
why?
You.
Why do you have to tell her to
smile? I might be
smile?
Annoying the fuck out of you once again, but I'm not harassing
you.
Right.
But why do you have to tell her to smile?
You be, right?
You're not saying, smile, bitch, like you're going to whoop her ass if
you
don't.
You don't know. Some of the girls, those saying, guys might be.
It's a fucking, it's called an icebreaker. This is how relationships used to start once upon a time.
She could be schizophrenic. She could be schizophrenic.
That's the word I was looking for, icebreaker.
It's how relationships used to start once upon a time.
A lot of times,
but now
first of all,
a fucking
we're talking about
video
1970 something. No,
really, are we talking about that? No,
it started.
We're talking about 90s and 80s and early 2000s.
It started.
Actually,
before.
We might have been fucking talking about up till fucking 2 months ago.
I still get that shit.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
I didn't want to speak over you.
Well, you've been doing it the whole show, so why stop
come
now?
On, come on now. Come
ooh.
On.
Wow. Okay. Does the church say amen?
I just don't know when everything just became harassment to just say hello, or just to say, hey, smile, or like, hey, damn.
Okay, so can we go back to the question? Charnene, for you, what is harassment?
Harassment is where you feel uncomfortable, okay? Right. And I think for women, they feel uncomfortable when certain men, hashtag not all men, talk to them and they say shit. Sometimes men say things and they come off and the shit is creepy.
Their approach is not.
You know what I'm saying? The shit is just creepy.
Is that harassment or is this creepy?
For some women, it comes off. It's harassment and it's fucking creepy. I don't know how else to say it to you.
I would love to see the video.
So this is my definition of it. You asked me what my definition
right.
of it. I'm just saying sometimes it's uncomfortable.
I would have loved to see the video with Idris Elba.
I feel like Mark.
And all that.
Let me tell you something. You stupid.
I wonder if that would have been her. I wonder
like,
if Idris would have walked
I'm
up.
I'm saying
and,
don't matter.
No.
If Idris Elba would have walked
up
and said,
I'm
hey,
just trying
baby,
to get
smile.
A different
Idris. Y'all motherfuckers have wet your drawers and been like you in love.
Not all motherfuckers would do that. Thank you
not
very much.
I'm not talking about all.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Am I talking about all?
I would take
you
the
all
and ring the motherfuckers off right there.
No, I have not been talking about all.
And tell him to wash his hands of the goodness. And rubbed upon his face. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go
see?
Ahead.
Wait a minute.
I have not. That's if you go back and listen, I have not been speaking for all women. I said some women feel uncomfortable. They do. You have women that feel uncomfortable. Shit, sometimes
yeah,
that's
do,
a trigger.
I mean, and they
that's
have
a
that
trigger
right
for
feel
them.
Uncomfortable. They feel that right.
Because you don't
they
know what has right happened to them. Life changes.
Simple
things
that.
Are different.
Simple as
you know what I'm saying?
But shit. You know, you got to think about it from a man's perspective. It's not easy.
I don't.
It's not.
It's not easy
think,
to try
I don't,
to make that
I don't have to
right,
about it
think
from
about
a man's
the motherfuckers
perspective.
In front of them who made it hard. It's a whole... Let me tell you something. Out of... 20 motherfuckers that done did some shit that could turn a woman off, it's that one motherfucker that's trying to make it right. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? The odds are dumb. The odds are dumb. Now, you have to have that one woman who's a realist that realized that all men aren't the same.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't group them. Right. But like I said, it just depends on the state of mind that that woman is in. You know what I'm saying? I can't make it any plainer than that. It all just right, depends so, on where they come from.
So
I'm
so,
not her. I'm you so can hit me. On me.
No. There's an easy solution. There's an easy solution for everything.
I'm gonna fight you.
Going forward, we are going to pray upon Sadie Hawkins Day and just wait for that to come.
Sadie Hawkins then, Day.
Yeah. Man. I mean, that way we'll be in the safe zone, right?
No.
Pray again. Y'all will let us know who y'all Close want to.
It don't work like that, and you know it.
Good luck with your relationships, people. Nobody can talk to you.
That's bull.
I'm just saying. It's all bull to me.
That motherfucker petty as shit.
Not all women.
Make it hot!
Fire!
Yeah, it was hot. It was tense.
So,
that's a yes, bitch.
Before we close the show out, EPs, you are now the second recipient of, is it second?
Yes.
You are the second recipient of the ass bitch.
Yes.
Talk bitch. To us about your experience.
Oh, really? You going to just put me on the spot like that?
Look, yes, bitch.
First of all, you should be thanking or not thanking me. But usually you should be sitting there.
Exactly.
And you would be fondled beyond belief.
Oh, yeah.
Fondled, you yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you deprived me?
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, you can get that.
Yes, bitch. Yes.
You I think it's too late for that, you know? Yeah, this blue shit. What is this? Let's talk about that.
Yes, bitch. Yes.
I think I want the red pill.
You want the red pill? You shit. Want the blue one?
That drink has been the cause of many Dateline topics.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this may cause rape. I don't want to be on the show's next topic as harassment.
Don't bring that up. Good God Almighty.
Bitch. You know?
Yes. I does it.
Next thing you know, we'll be.
Shout out to.
Be at the club dancing.
The bartender. Drew, baby. Come down, selector.
Hey, look.
It was a great experience. I mean, you know, I'm a little tipsy, so I'm not going to say too much other than, you know, peace to you.
All right. Well. E-Peace, just follow the lead here. Drew, baby. One finger, two finger.
One finger to, you know, I ain't got no motherfucking one finger. Two fingers is to the training class I had today, which was very informative. I really appreciated it. Something that I should have gotten about 7-8 years ago. So, two fingers to that. One finger
to the person that didn't give you the training?
No, I won't do that because I love them.
To me, because I don't believe everything is harassment.
B, you always get my one finger. You got the most one fingers. Anyway, one finger to the devil who tried it to be in this little studio, this little cubicle, to try to get it where we be beefing with the producer, where we probably wouldn't have a job next Monday. So, yeah, one finger to that.
Amen.
It's all live. It's all discussion.
It is.
Queen Neem. Bless your heart. One finger, two fingers.
Yep. One finger to the motherfuckers that harass people out there, you know who you are.
Right.
Two fingers to the guys that are out there with good intentions that just want to say hello.
Got this nigga on a shiny white horse.
Wait, and two finger point five, happy Veterans Day. Shout out to my daddy, my cousin,
yeah,
and to all the veterans that are out there.
Pops.
Yeah.
Okay, so
EP, hold on.
Okay,
she on it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't let that.
Let me wait my turn.
That's that YB.
Yes.
YBY.
Yes. I'm gonna have to get the recipe.
It's in the trash can. You can just look in there because they don't recycle around this motherfucker. Just look in the trash.
Kerosene, gasoline.
Too much. Too much.
Eat peace.
One glass.
One finger, good. Two finger.
Okay, so two fingers to the indie show. Two fingers to the lovely ladies over here.
Oh, thank you. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, keep it real even when the heat is on from Big B.
Yes.
One finger to the Sears Automotive person that sold me the battery yesterday. Mm. My shit is jacked up right
what
now.
What you want to land over? They about to slow.
We need to go in there deep.
Right. Land over, shut down.
In deep.
Don't even exist no more.
The Sears joint?
Really though, Big B?
What? Land over doesn't exist no more. It's not there no more.
It still has
Sears. The Sears,
the one at Landover Mall is shut down.
When they do that?
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
It's been a minute. Like, actually, it was probably before the beginning of summer.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. That's recent.
Hold
okay.
up, then.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
When'd you get that battery? Again,
two right. fingers to the vets and two fingers to my cousins out there. It was nice enjoying y'all on the cousin's retreat.
Oh, that's what's up. Never heard of that. That's what's up. We need to do that.
Was that 12 fingers?
So what? She can do that. She a guest.
She
a guest. Stop being an ass.
I just asked a question.
Stop being an ass.
Just ask a question.
Shit. Wow. I don't know how to act. Ugh. That's UGHHHHH.
I would like to give. I would like to give two fingers to two fingers to my second mama for pulling through an amazing surgery and is ready to get up and do the two-step with me.
Amen.
Anytime right. this week.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Two fingers to you, mama. Two fingers, of course, got to piggyback off Queen. The vets. Thank you. Except for the ones that just come and being annoying because we don't have like free military discount every day at the club. Yeah,
that's stupid.
We're here to make money, not to. Okay. So yeah. Still serve the country. I understand, but yeah, be there on the day that we do that.
Oh,
okay.
Just
okay.
like it's not ladies' night every night.
Oh my God!
Okay. Smoke dig it.
Shout out to Smokey Bones. Go get some free shit.
I can't.
And one.
I will not.
Finger. One. Finger. One finger to the UNST.
Oh my God.
For just being the shithole entity you are.
Wow.
Appreciate you paying my bills though.
That is terrible.
One finger to the 091 location of UNST.
You better cut that out.
And all that good shit.
You better cut it out.
Shady
fuck
business.
Fuck you for being who you are.
Shady business.
Two fingers to my daughter that saw me Friday balled up on the floor with my body literally going into convulsions. Like, my body was spazzing, locking up, and she, like, literally walked all over my body. So
shout out to baby girl K. That's what's up.
One finger for Brian for not letting nobody know.
Well, I'm supposed to put that on Facebook.
Well, I mean, why not?
Text the other bullshit.
Aren't there other means of communication?
Right, he put other bullshit on Facebook if that's the case.
Next topic, communication.
The reason why I deactivated my Facebook.
I don't know why that reminded me of Three's Company.
High five.
On Three's Company, didn't somebody used to walk on somebody's back?
Jack Shepard?
Okay. Okay. Shout out to being old enough to know about Three's Company.
Oh, man.
Let's go to the Regal Beagle at the break.
Amen.
Shout out to Queen for knowing the name of every bar and knowing their specials on what days.
Shout out to me for being the go-to person just in case I get stuck downtown and I know where the fuck I'm going.
Woohoo! Hit me up, nigga!
She'll fucking tell you, like, She'll be like, where you at? I'm on the corner of 18th and L. Okay, go to your left. Cross the light. It's green now. Okay, keep walking straight.
That's not as green now, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they have specials between 5 and 8.
Move to your right. Move to your right. Street harasser coming.
Stop.
Okay, keep moving. Okay, you should see an Italian man with a white apron.
Why are you talking about this shit like it's Frogger? Frogger.
Love y'all. As we always say, Queenie.
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshits.
Peace be with you.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, goddammit.